Good morning.
Good, yes, morning. Good morning on your end. Hello, Elias.
And how are you proceeding?
I am proceeding up and down. Up and down.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, what have you been engaging in? What are you accomplishing?
I am accomplishing, I would say, noticing more, meaning I have some kind of, meaning I think I'm getting better with steering myself, and while steering myself, noticing. I give you an example. In the last session, we talked about me wanting to move in the direction of earning my own money again, or whatever. And I notice several things, and partially they are not feeling pleasantly. And then this morning I thought, maybe this has to do with shifting from the old mode of, you know, pushing and forcing and attempting to do it that way to this unfamiliar way of trusting and allowing and directing and things like that.
I would agree. It is very different.
Yes.
And at times, in that difference, it can seem that you aren't doing enough.
Yeah.
Or that you are waiting, when in actuality, it is merely a matter of becoming familiar with allowing and how that feels and what the perception of it is and how different it is from what you are accustomed to.
Yeah, that's what I meant with the revelation, that I think the English people call it epiphany. Suddenly thought, this is the shifting mode in between from this old mode toward this very unfamiliar mode. No wonder I feel that way.
I would agree. I would express that it is a significant revelation.
Yeah. So, yeah, I have my confirmation in this right away. It's really... it is, you could say, this old and outworn word of unfamiliar, because in your mind you think it's very easy, but the doing is unfamiliar, so it is unfamiliar.
And when it is unfamiliar, you don't know what to do.
Right, and it feels like failing, while it's not failing, it's just unfamiliar. It's an unfamiliar.
Correct.
It's a kind of letting go of the old mode and being sailing in unknown waters, and because you don't do the old thing, you have the feeling that you fail, but it is, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm having no energy and no strength and whatever, and I don't know what's going on, and I feel like I have not even the energy to, you know, I drop something like a plastic bottle, and it's standing on the floor, and I'm, for some reason, it falls down and I don't have the energy to pick it up. It's too much already to just pick it up and make it stand again. And then I said, but I'm not really depressed. So what's going on? And then I just don't fight it. I allow it to be that low in energy. But it feels unpleasant. And I say, okay, I just allow that and see where it goes because I know I'm not depressed. And then I think, okay, I try, I have the idea that if I understand what's going on, then I may deal with it a little bit much easier. And then I come up with reasons. I think, okay, this might have to do with the recent disengagement of my father, or maybe the huge energy in the collective and all the trauma that's going on everywhere. And I'm just tapping into that one. And then I think, but maybe perhaps I am a little bit depressed. But why? And then do I need to know why?
No, you don't.
Not really.
No. And let me also express to you, all of these reasons that you have expressed are all part of it. It is, in a manner of speaking, unsatisfying to think about that because you automatically, in the familiar direction, want a solid answer.
Mm-hmm.
You want one specific answer that answers the question, why am I feeling what I feel?
Mm-hmm.
But in many situations, there isn't one specific answer. And you want one specific answer that you can definitely see, that you can definitely immediately connect to.
Mm-hmm.
And even at this point now, as much information as you have, it remains difficult to accept that you can be feeling something, and that it is very likely that part of what you are feeling has to do with other energies that are very strong. I would say to you, in this present time framework, right now, today, and within, I would express likely, your previous 2 weeks, there has been tremendous, tumultuous energy occurring in your world. Tremendous events. That have been occurring that you term to be natural disasters.
Yeah.
Many of them.
Yeah.
And occurring one after another after another after another.
And simultaneously.
This is creating a tremendous energy. The energy itself of the disasters themselves is a tremendous energy. But then you add to that the tremendous collective energy that is being expressed in relation to the combination of individuals that you think of or you identify as the victims, and also the individuals that are expressing physical interaction in aid. The combination of all that energy is enormous.
Mm.
And you don't think that that energy actually affects you or affects your mood, but it does.
It does.
You don't think about that because that is not something that you can attribute as directly affecting you physically or in your direct environment.
Yeah.
And therefore you dismiss it.
Yeah, but
you are removed from it.
On the other end,
but you aren't removed from it.
Right, Elias. On the other end, people sometimes say, I am feeling this and that because outside is going on this and that and that and that. And sometimes I feel that is also not correct. You know what I mean?
I agree.
So
I definitely agree.
So I should. Yeah? Okay.
I would express that for many, many, many of you, when there is this tremendous collective energy and you begin to notice your mood changes or it seems in a particular time framework that in your own perception that small events are occurring that are uncomfortable or that are an annoyance or a mild irritation, and you don't think about those other energies, but you are confused because, as with yourself, you are expressing to yourself, but I am not depressed. I know that feeling. Then what is this feeling and why am I feeling this? There is no reason, but there are reasons. There are direct reasons in relation to your own experiences, such as in relation to your father. And there are indirect reasons, such as this tremendous expression of energy that is occurring in your world. And they all are affecting. Now, does that mean that this tremendous surge of energy is immobilizing? No, but you will notice it.
Yeah, but when I feel so weak, like with this example of the plastic bottle, I mean, really, that is a limit where it kind of gets paralyzing, you know? And that is a little bit, that is disturbing and discouraging. I mean, I didn't fight it, but it feels so unpredictable. When do I have my energy available and when do I not have it available? You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. And that is actually a matter of choice, but you don't think about it in that manner. You don't think about it in those terms. You automatically think there is no choice.
Okay. Let me do it this way. Choice, the choice of what do I pay attention to and which actions do I choose and things like that.
It is not only what you pay attention to. It is also, and that is very important, but it is also a matter of moving to a point in which you recognize that everything in your life, in your experience is a choice, including what you feel, including what energy is available to you.
Okay, that is interesting. including what energy is available. Did you say what energy or how much energy? What? You did say what.
Yes, but I would express that that could be interchangeable.
Okay.
How much energy? What energy is available to you? Meaning, how much, what type, the expression of any of it.
Okay, so this is interesting because this is part of the discouraged discouraged aspect of this endeavor, this direction which I want to move into or am moving into. Sometimes we talked about that, this feeling discouraged, the aspect of comparison and feeling defeated or being defeating oneself before you even start because of competition and comparison. But there is also this feeling discouraged because of not having enough energy or things like that. So how do you keep your energy stable? You know what I mean?
This is what I am speaking to you about.
Yes.
This subject of actually knowing that in everything, in every moment, in every subject, regardless of what it is, that you have choice. That is the point of empowerment. You become discouraged because you feel disempowered, and your perception is in the direction of the enormous subject of control, which you aren't actually thinking in those terms, but that is what is the familiar versus the unfamiliar. That piece of control, and remember, control, lack of control, they are all the same. Therefore, when you feel no control and disempowered, it is because you are not aware objectively that you actually do have choices, that there is nothing in your reality that you don't have choices about. But there, conversely, is many, many, many subjects that you think and you perceive you don't have choices about, that aren't in your control.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, okay, okay.
And how you feel is a tremendous one of those subjects, whether it is emotional, energetic, or physical. How you feel, you automatically interpret the perception that you don't have control of that.
Okay, one moment, Inlas. I need to interrupt you because I want to get pull some threads together.
Very well.
Something happens in my life, and I can feel like exposed and victim to it, or I can choose my feeling. That is dependent upon the constructs and the beliefs and things like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, dependent and related to. Then, we had this my choice, this example with the recruiter and the farmer, and we are talking about something related to that. I can choose and I can create whatever I choose.
And
is this correct? Is this related? Because I related
yeah.
when. Okay, so. And then there is this thread which I want to bring up in this conversation. When I have my little grandchildren, and I am deeply impressed with their joy of living, lust of living, and how it is a very vivid veil, but the veil kind of gets the older they get, the less or the more this veil becomes kind of stifled at times by what the parents say, you are allowed to do this or that and this and that, and the frustration and the rules and the constructs and everything. And I'm so impressed by this lust of life, by this trust, by this openness and open-heartedness of these little ones. And how, as adults, most of us have lost this. And I find it very, 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 how would you say, inspiring to come back to that kind of state of being. And for me, these two topics are connected.
They are.
And so, for a little one, for the 3 or 1 year old, they wouldn't have an idea that what would come up when you are an adult, for most of us, or for most of the other adults. And for me it is, how do I come to this place with the whole awareness? I mean, you cannot stay in this place without going through some period in between. But, I mean, is it unrealistic to think that it's possible to go back to that joy of life and that trusting and everything?
No, it is not unrealistic. Not at all. I would express to you that you can notice with these small ones, with your grandchildren, it is not that they don't incorporate curiosity and ask questions. They do tremendously.
Yes.
They want to know, they want to learn, they ask questions, they are interested and engaged. They use their imagination, which sparks more questions and more curiosity, but also in their actions and in their movements within their day, they simplify. They are not intermeshing all those questions and that curiosity and that exploring with what they are physically doing. They don't question what they physically do. If they want to play, they want to play. If they want a particular object, they take it. If they are hungry and they want a particular food, they seek it out. If they don't like something, they push it away.
Right, and then come the adults and say, no, you can't do this, or yeah, you have to do it this way, and da da
Precisely.
da 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 da.
Precisely.
And then all this frustration.
And the adults add in the reinforcement of the constructs. The
Right.
children don't understand that yet. This is what I have expressed many times previously. Children do not interpret an actual understanding concept of right and wrong,
Yep.
or even good and bad. They do have an awareness of consequences. They
Yeah.
learn that very, very young.
Yeah.
But they don't understand the why.
Right. Even though they
Why are consequences? Because they don't understand the right and wrong, the good and bad. Therefore, in that, this is also the reason that constructs become reinforced very quickly, regardless that they understand them or not. All they understand are the consequences, but eventually they connect the consequences to the constructs as they grow older. But all of that is reinforced over and over and over and over and over again. And that is the reason that it is so quickly and easily moved into as an adult, because the child will continue to display behavior that the parents are continuously expressing not to do, or to do when they aren't doing.
I mean, this little one, the 3-year-old one, he's now in this why phase. He's asking why.
Yes, because they have an insatiable curiosity.
Yes, they want the stories. They want the stories.
Yes.
They don't really want the reason, they want the story, I feel.
And that is what you want.
What do you mean?
You don't want the construct, you want the story. You want that curiosity expressed and answered. You don't necessarily want the why, because the why is the construct.
Right.
You want the stories.
Yeah, we are living for the stories.
You want the what,
Yeah.
not the why.
Okay. So Elias, now back to the topic, otherwise we get lost in stories. I mean when I feel so discouraged and overwhelmed and with this endeavor, and I think, oh God, how can I do that? And I have no idea, and I have no energy. And then how do I practically, because for example, it's really embarrassing. Sometimes you say things like, oh, but you have what you and no, and how you and how, but you have to change your perception. And then I sit there like an idiot, blank. I mean, idiot, not in a discounting way, but in a phenomenal way.
I'm
How
understanding.
do I do that? How what did I learn? Well, how do I change my perception? And I sometimes go completely blank even after all these years. And
I'm under.
I feel embarrassed about that.
I would say that there is no reason for you to be embarrassed, because I would express that you are not alone in that action. And I would also express that the reason is because even in this conversation, you are not hearing me.
Okay, what do I not hear?
I continue to express to you that this is about choice.
Okay.
I continue to override that and ask question, what do I do? The answer is choice. But you don't accept that, and therefore you ask the question again, but what do I do? What I am expressing to you is you drop the bottle on the floor. You feel within you a lack of energy, a lack of motivation. You don't even have the energy to pick the bottle up and stand it up. And you automatically pay attention to that feeling, and then your perception automatically moves in the direction of no control, no choice, disempowered. You aren't thinking any of those things. You are doing them, which is what I have expressed previously. What you feel and what you think are not indicators of what your energy is doing. What you do is the indicator. And what you do is express, I don't have the energy to pick up that bottle. And then you express to yourself, I will not fight with this feeling, because you are correct. That is the automatic. Either push or do nothing. And the pushing is tremendously familiar. Push past, push past. Do anyway. That is the pushing. And that is very familiar. Therefore, I acknowledge that piece, that you don't do that, but you stop at the feeling. Rather than acknowledging the feeling, which means in the moment, I see, I feel this. I know what this feeling is. It is this, and it is present. I am feeling it. That is all. Accepting what that feeling is. Do you have to know what the source of it is? No, you don't. Not in the moment. But once you acknowledge the feeling, I feel too weak to pick up this bottle. I feel I have no energy. Then, not pushing against it, acknowledging that, but then reminding yourself, I have choices. I can choose what I feel. I can choose what my energy is. You stop at the feeling. I feel this. I won't push against it. I will merely feel it and sit with it. Then what you are doing is allowing the feeling to dictate your behavior. The feeling is telling you what to do now. And you justify that by expressing, I'm not fighting against it, I'm not pushing, I am moving with it. Yes, you are moving with it. You are allowing it to tell you what to do. As if it were a separate entity from you. And that is the point about perception. You have this perception that feelings, whether they are physical, emotional, or energetic, are some other entity. They are not you. They occur. They happen to you. You express them, but in some capacity, they are not you. You are addressing to them as if they were some other entity. And not in your control. And if they aren't in your control, then you have no choices. Then you merely must let them be.
No, what I did realize, it's not that I did not have choices. What I did not do was the step of I acknowledge, like I noticed it and I made a choice. I made the choice to let this bottle lay around for a bit and do something else and tend to it later, and then I picked it up and stood it up. But because
very well, that is excellent that you identified which step you didn't engage. For that also gives you choices.
Yeah. It gives me the choice.
Because you are correct. If you don't engage that step of acknowledging that feeling, then it continues.
Right.
It may not continue in the same capacity, but it continues to affect you.
Oh, on and on and on.
Yeah.
And then that is so far away. That is so far away from how I actually want to feel, and so far away from how I want to feel in comparison to what I, or in relation to what I said about the little children and this well of joy of life. You know, and it that really feels like being tossed around. Sometimes I feel this, sometimes I feel that. I don't, you know, not allowing feelings to dictate to you, but if the body is feeling so weak and so low in energy, that is really something that is disturbing.
I am understanding, but once again, you are skipping that piece. Let me express to you, even in that action that you did of choosing to leave the bottle and engage some other action, that is partially moving in the direction of choices, but not fully. You still weren't acknowledging that you have choice about what you feel. That you can change that.
Okay, Elias. When, practical. I don't want the bottle to lay around, because then it's not only the bottle, it's a drop on the wall, and the veg, I was in the bathtub, and blah, 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 blah. And I have to clean up afterwards. And because otherwise it's getting messy pretty quickly. And feeling, coming into a messy room makes me feel unpleasant, because I feel like I have to first tidy up before I can actually in the end enjoy this room if one room after the other goes messy. So, in a practical procedure, step by step, I feel weak, and you say I have choice about feelings. How do I make my body not feel that weak?
You choose. You acknowledge that feeling, and then you express to yourself, what do I want to feel? What direction do I choose to move in? And let me express to you, it requires practice to do it intentionally, because it will likely not be successful immediately, although you do have that inspiration of your grandchildren, and you can use that in relation to moving your attention, but that is a very challenging piece. It is not merely about distracting yourself. Yes, that can be a step in that direction, but it is not actually about distracting yourself. Leave that until later and then come back to it. It is about actually expressing the ability by knowing in yourself, believing in yourself, that you do have that power of choice. That if you feel weak in a moment, that even if you don't know the reason for that weakness in the moment, you can change it by moving your attention in the direction of what you want to feel rather than what you don't want to feel. What you are feeling is what you don't want to feel. And it is very familiar to concentrate on that piece. I don't want this. You aren't thinking any of this.
Right.
You are doing it.
This is fascinating.
Even moving away from the bottle, stopping yourself from looking at it, moving away from it, moving into another room. What are you doing? You are concentrating on, I don't want this. You aren't in that perception. Or let us use a different word, mindset,
okay,
of that child. That child would drop the bottle and not think about the bottle at all and not concentrate on that they don't want the bottle there, or that they don't want this there. They immediately move their attention in the direction of what they do want. Look at a child, a very small one, such as your grandchild. and observe what they do. If they fall down and they hurt themselves, they may cry. How fast do they stop crying?
As soon as they have...
How quickly do they stop paying attention to that and stand up and begin running again?
Right.
That is an excellent example for you. Even a child that, let us say, is walking with an adult and their shoulder is pulled out of the socket, they will scream because it hurts. And they will cry while it is dislocated. But even before it is relocated, they will stop. An adult will nurse that, perhaps for an hour or 2 hours after their shoulder is relocated. The child immediately within a second is not paying any attention to that experience. They are immediately moving to another experience.
So this is the point of being present.
Yes. And not concentrating on feelings and allowing the feelings to dictate. They automatically don't.
Yeah, you know, Elias, sometimes, for example, when I go playing basketball and I try to make some Korbliga, you know, bring the ball into the basket. There are days when it goes like, wow, 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 wow. It goes and goes. And then there are days where I feel like, oh, God, I'm sluggish. And it just doesn't work. I do one miss after the other. And I still continue because I want to go into the flow and experiment with how to deal with that. But it really feels sometimes like out of control. You know?
I am understanding. And what do you automatically do? You automatically push. You are either pushing in the direction of allowing the feeling to dictate, or you push against it.
Wow. You said you're pushing in allowing the feeling to dictate?
Yes. Yes. Because you automatically interpret the perception of doing about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I must do something about it.
Even if it's just being consistent and allowing to miss but continuing to play instead of just, oh, today is a bad day, I go. Right?
Yes. 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 And choosing something different.
Oh, God.
Now, another example that you can associate with these small ones and you can transfer that to you. If a small one becomes ill and has a fever and they feel bad and they are uncomfortable, do they remain in bed consistently? No, they get up. they play for a time frame where then they stop, and they are quiet for a time frame where then they get up again, and they play, and they run around, and then they stop, and they're quiet. They fluctuate. They fluctuate in relation to what is occurring in their body. And they do that moment by moment.
Right. Right. Which really connects to this point of freedom. You know, usually most of or many of us for are in a setting like, for example, in work or let's say you go to a basketball and you go to a match, then you are there and you can't say, oh no, I don't feel well, I leave the field, I leave the playground. You can't do that. A child may do that, but then they come up with, you have to. And so,
all right.
So it is a matter of allowing yourself to configure your life in a way that you are always free to do what you want to do, right?
Correct.
But that is not easy.
But not in a black and white capacity. Let me express to you, I tremendously enjoyed this word of revelation. Because, what is it? It means revealing. Let me express to you, that is what the remembrance is. Not remembering.
I understand.
But revealing. That is what the remembrance is. And in that, as you reveal more to yourself and are more self-aware and are more present and are more self-directing in being self-aware, you also become more and more and more aware of that piece of your own interconnectedness. And therefore, being responsible to yourself, you are automatically also responsible with other individuals. In this, in expressing that intentional direction with yourself, you automatically also are allowing with everything else in your reality.
Right, Elias. But I understand. But imagine, you know, you were in your focus of Beethoven and you are conducting a symphony and then in the middle of...
that you don't want to compare.
Yeah, imagine you are conducting a symphony and in the middle of the symphony you have the feeling, oh, I'm finished now, I want to have a break and I want to jump away, and you have a hall full of listeners and you have an orchestra and everything, and you just can't go away like that.
Ah, but I could. I wouldn't in that focus, for that focus was tremendously rigid, but I would express to you that if I were considerably aware, self-aware in that focus, then I would know what my natural movement and expression was. And therefore, I would also know that there would be a possibility that I wouldn't want to finish conducting that symphony, and I would have already accounted for that.
You mean you would write in the program, folks, be prepared, I might stop in between?
Oh, No, I would incorporate an assistant that would replace me.
I see. I see.
In very practical, physical terms.
I see. I see. A good idea. Great idea. So, Elias, in these moments, I need to wrap that up and then have a little candy. In very practical ideas, terms, when I have these moments of feeling overwhelmed and weak and discouraged, as I am having them at the moment in this new direction, then sometimes I feel like, oh fuck, I'm stuck and I won't accomplish and things like that. And then I feel like it's I will not accomplish. I will not, and I have reached the end of the rope, and I will kind of loop until I disengage. And that I know is a silly thing to think, but that is how it feels in these moments.
I would not express that it is silly. I acknowledge that.
That's how it feels.
And in that moment, it is very important for you to acknowledge that feeling and then engage some action that acknowledges you.
Me personally, or an action that I can acknowledge, and over that I can acknowledge that I did something and have accomplished.
Acknowledging you, engage something that acknowledges you. Therefore, something that is comfortable for you, something that you like, something that you enjoy, that acknowledges you. You counter that disempowerment or that despair or that discouragement. You counter that with deserving.
Ah.
Therefore, you do some action, you choose something that moves in the direction of acknowledging you in deserving.
For example,
An example would be anything that you deserve to feel good. It might be picking up your telephone in that moment and making an appointment for a massage. Or it might be connecting with a friend that you know will acknowledge you. Or it might be stopping whatever you are doing, whatever you think you have to do or should do, and giving yourself permission to play with your grandchild.
If it is around. Okay, last.
Some action that acknowledges your deserving.
Okay. Since we are coming to the end, we have to stop here.
Very well.
I mean, with this topic.
Wait!
Don't disengage. We have to stop this topic. Not yet. Not yet. The session. A few minutes. I want to come to the candy part.
Ah, very well.
Wait. The last time you said it can take 10 years or it can be accomplished tomorrow, the last 15%, and then you said this entire conversation was an example, and I listened to the conversation and I'm not quite sure what you mean. Can you give me two or three terms to ponder about for in between to the next session? Until the next session?
Two or three terms in what direction?
I said, how many percent?
Correct.
Yeah, and then you said this entire conversation is an example. I asked, what do you mean? And you said the entire conversation is an example. An example for what?
An example for what you were how you are moving and what you are doing. I would express this conversation also.
Yeah, but
the factor that you are asking these questions, that you are considering these directions, that you are attempting to move in a direction of being more aware of yourself, and that you are attempting to, in a manner of speaking, reveal to yourself and unlock very practical expressions in your daily life. You are not presenting to myself questions about isolated incidents or situations of whether I should change my job or buy a new house. You are expressing to myself those questions and those subjects about what you are doing in your daily life every day throughout the day, which is the point.
Okay.
And in that, you are moving in those directions. You are moving in those types of questions in which you are considering, what am I doing continuously? Where am I moving in relation to my awareness? We would not be having this conversation about choice and how important that is and how integral that is if you weren't moving in those directions, if you weren't already expanding your self-awareness enough to even graze the surface of that stuff.
Okay, I hear that. You also said it is so close that you are not seeing it. That is the most difficult part. What is it that I'm not seeing?
We were discussing this day.
The choice part.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
In everything.
Okay.
Emphasize that word, everything, everything, everything.
Okay. Now, Elias, the candy part. The candy part. Tell me something about myself. A little bit of personal history. When did I first engage this physical planet? What was my kind of dreamwalker aspect doing? What was I thinking when I was coming here? Tell me something about myself.
Dreamwalker
Yeah, for
aspect?
example.
Very well. Very well. The aspect of Dreamwalker connected with you.
Yeah.
Very well. The Dreamwalker connected with you was involved in the aspect of the design of your reality that involved how physical beings, not merely yourselves, not merely humans, how physical beings would express the ability to connect with each other.
Oh wow. Ha! What does that mean?
I would express that that leads into many, 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 many different directions of how physical beings interact and how they structure themselves to interact and connect with each other, but it is not limited to your species. It would be in relation to all physical beings.
That's fascinating.
Ah,
Because this is one of the areas that is not the easiest for me.
am understanding.
In a sense. Oh, very interesting, very interesting. Okay. So, Elias, now we have to say goodbye.
Very well. And now we shall actually part. Yes?
Yes,
Very
we have to. We have to because of.
well. I shall greatly be anticipating our next meeting.
Me too, thank you.
And I express tremendous, tremendous lovingness to you, my dear friend. And wondrous friendship as always. Au revoir.
Au revoir, bye-bye. Okay.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.